This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Grant Nanny here on The Fan, hanging out with you guys until the full 6:30. It's the fully armed and operational Grant Nanny radio program. Phone number at the moment, 800-636-1067 is the answer. I believe Steve Phillips joins us in about 25 minutes, but until then, your telephone calls. Why the certainty? How sure are we? How sure are we that we are ready to rock and roll here and that Terry is signed, sealed, and delivered? GP, you found a poll on Hogs Haven where it just seems people are kind of going, yeah, man, wake me up right before training camp. This thing's getting done.
83% of respondents, Danny, say that Terry McLaurin will sign ahead of training camp. And while I'm stunned by that many people being so confident, with another report last night saying that he's increasingly annoyed by what's going on, I would vote that same way, and I'm just wondering, are we not giving enough credence to some of what we're hearing? Are we not opening our minds to the possibility that this could actually go sideways? 800-636-1067 is the number, as you mentioned. I guess for me, my confidence that they get this done is based on a few things. I think everyone's working from the same place, which is that this is the ultimate professional in McLaurin, who is the antithesis of a problem child. It is just hard to imagine him going full diva receiver, and whether that means eventually asking for a trade or not wanting to be here, it's hard not to assume that he won't play ball and sign whatever their best offer is whenever that comes, when they get to a market level and a reasonable offer. And on the other side of this, there is a lot of goodwill built up over a very short time for this front office. It seems like they work while in the shadows, and we never really know what they're up to. I take some credence in the possibility that maybe they are farther along and being able to offer what it's going to take to get this done than is being reported, because time and time again, I think reporters have not been able to keep up with Adam Peters, who is very anonymous in his dealings. But I also have no reason to believe that this culture-first front office that is all about establishing core commanders won't take care of the commander, the number one poster child for what they're trying to become. And then the last thing I would say, the question is, where does your confidence come from that this is not going to go badly, that this is going to end with McLaurin getting a deal? I don't know if it's head of training camp or not, based on this argument I'm about to make, but I know that it's going to happen. Look at the history of San Francisco when Peters was there, albeit not as the GM, that was John Lynch, but as his assistant who was doing a lot of the work. He was the DeBartolo to the Rizzo, right? And in that case, Nick Bosa got extended on September 6th. Brandon Ayuk was holding in on August 12th. Deebo Samuel signed his three-year contract on August 1. Trent Williams got his big, fat, juicy extension after his holdout in July of last year. I'm looking at a story. Holding out for training camp, contract reasons. They never solved these things on July 5th or 7th or 8th. So I think he has brought the San Francisco playbook with him here, whether you like that or not. They often get it done, but it is not on the normal NFL timeline that is kind of when things are quiet right now.
That makes sense. I mean, to me, I saw some. I've seen enough guys go, I'll never play here again. I want out. Oh, I got a new contract. You know what? It is about winning, but it's about winning here. See Myles Garrett, you know, just this offseason, or you know, if Hendrickson ends up signing a deal in Cincinnati, is with all the bad feelings. We're not even approaching that level of disgruntlement from McLaurin. So, yeah, I mean, a couple things have leaked out from the agent side, you would think. I'm not quoting that, but it just seems obvious that that's where any kind of dissatisfaction with the negotiations would be coming from. You wouldn't think the team would be doing that. Wherein, yeah, everybody's trying to push for a better deal. It's going to take a little longer. The team knows it's got a little bit, well, not a little bit, the team knows it's got more leverage, but you still want to be delicate with a guy that is one of your cultural leaders. That's one of the dudes that everybody's supposed to point to. So you got to handle this, kid gloves isn't the right phrase, but you got to handle this with, you know, delicate, it's white glove service here, right? Where you got to make sure that you're taking care of the guy, not disrespecting him, not, you know, poisoning the well against him, and have him be a guy that, even though he signs, is pissed off at you and you know, kind of, you know, isn't the same guy that you signed anymore.
Which I don't think he has that here.
I don't either. But you got to make sure, but you got to do right by them. I mean, and their whole MO is to do right by people, period, end of story. So you would especially take care of this guy while still at the same time trying to get the best deal for your team. Again, I keep coming back to this. The franchise tag this year for a wide receiver is $28 million. By all accounts, he wants more than that, right? If they do two straight franchise tags, it's 28 and then 33. That's probably less than he wants. And they could go, we could just do this, have you for 2 years, not have to worry about you on the back end at 33, 34, 35 years old, if you've slowed down at all, which people tend to do as they get into that age group. And that's a pretty good deal for us. We've got that in our back pocket. We don't want to do that because that doesn't, you know, it's not something that would make you happy, but we've got you very affordable this year in the low 20s, 28 the following, and then 33
well,
the year after
for
that.
This year's tag, next year's tag will be higher.
Well, that's fair. So, but not by much is the point. I mean, it's
in, well, it would be 33 and probably like 38, or I mean, it's the deal that he's looking for probably over 2 years that they don't want to give him, right? I mean, it grows several million each year.
Well, I'm looking at the 2026 projected franchise tags. 26 projected is 28 for receiver.
Okay, so I thought you were saying this year's tag. You're saying next year's
sorry,
projected
tag. Sorry, I misspoke there. Yeah, 28 the year after that.
Okay,
you know, would
so,
be
yeah,
120%
so,
of that, which
totally
would go up to 33.
Absolutely. That is a reasonable thing they could do. It's the Cousins plan, you know, a non-quarterback. It makes a little bit more sense with this guy at his age than getting into bed over a five-year commitment where he's going to be declining on the back end. I mean, the one other part of this that we bring up as frequently as we can is you're not paying your quarterback, Jaden Daniels, yet. So there's a lot less of an excuse to not be willing to, and it is an overpay, I think, but to overpay the face of your franchise, essentially, in this case, in Terry McLaurin. But if you would answer succinctly what we're going to ask on the phones next, and we're going to get to the calls in a second, so line them up, 800-636-1067. Where does your confidence come from to be one of that 83% that says they'll do this ahead of training camp? And my answer is, I just think Terry's the kind of guy, the quality of person with this front office that is the quality and the decent front office that we've seen so far, that they're not going to want to be at odds over a couple million bucks. They're going to get this thing hammered out. I'm probably overvaluing what is kind of like the decorum of these people when it's just business. You know, it doesn't mean Adam Peters is a bad guy or Terry's a bad guy if he goes scorched earth. It's just business. Sometimes business goes bad. But for me, it's I think he's too important. I think he's too good a player, and they're going to want to prove that they're willing to pay you if you do everything right. And then the second part of it is, why am I so confident? The timeline in San Francisco says that just because there's not progress being made right now doesn't mean anything. Where does your confidence come from?
Yeah, for me, it's twofold. One, the team has too much leverage. They do. The team is in a good spot with the way the CBA rules work, with you know, how you have what you have to do to accrue seasons, to get value, the way Fining works. I mean, they're in the driver's seat here. They've got them on a more affordable deal this year. And again, they've got levers in their back pocket should it go to DEFCON 5 or whatever, right?
To that point, by the way, just so people know the new CBA numbers, I'm pretty sure they can fine him $50,000 a day for not showing up at training camp. Now, what almost always happens is once you get a deal done, the team forgives you and doesn't make you pay those fines. They have the choice to make you pay them, obviously, but you can negotiate that possibly into whatever your agent is doing with the team when you're finalizing the deal amid a holdout. But to your point, if you're saying, I'm not showing up for work, they go, okay, cool. $100,000 over 2 days, $200,000 over 4 days, $600,000 over 3 days. You're pretty quickly at $1 million after a week of not going to work.
Right, yeah, so tons of leverage. So number one, the team has tons of leverage. Number two, the team is too smart. Because of everything we're talking about with the quality of the person that you're dealing with, they understand this has to get done. So they are in a position of strength, and they're also in a position of intelligence. So they'll play harder ball for a little bit longer, maybe, than a lot of teams would. They might just say, yes, whatever you want, my lord. Of course, Terry, of course. They might push this a little bit longer, but at the end of the day, they get who he is. So their leverage and their intellect, to me, tells me, this will get done.
Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Russell in Graysonville on Grant and Danny. Russell, where does your confidence come from? Seems like everybody's quite sure that McLaurin will get a deal ahead of camp.
Hey, good afternoon, God bless, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
I've got to agree. You made some very valid points. And, yes, you know, there's always a business side that's scary. But given who Terry is, not only as the player, you know, both on and off the field, his leadership, the quality of our front office, and obviously where he's at. You know, the connection between him and JD just started to bloom. And that should only get better, obviously, adding, you know, pieces to our front line. I just got to believe deep down what he brings to the team, his value overall, is substantial. And I just have a hard time not seeing, you know, the front office, you know, valuing Terry for who he is and all that he has been. I mean, he's the professional of professionals. And so it's just deep down. I'm thinking, you know, 3 years. $90 million, you know, whatever the guaranteed money is, I'm not sure. But I believe, you know, this will get done maybe, you know, at the beginning of camp, if not long after. You know, being, as you said, some valid points in San Francisco with some of the late signees there. So
that's how they did
it. Yeah.
It was a part of that. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate you.
I mean, the three and the 90, not to quibble over a very specific point of your call, but that probably doesn't do it because McLaurin's asking for more than that at this point based on the DK Metcalf contract. It looks like McLaurin's probably asking for 32, 33, something like that on an APY basis. I was talking to Kevin about this today, and he asked me something to the effect of, if there's a holdout, and so I'll even add lengthy holdout, but he said if he's not at training camp, everyone's going to start picking sides. Are you team Terry or are you team the front office? And he said, what side will you be on? I ask you the same question.
Team.
So I think I generally am on a player's side when they've earned the money. In this case, my answer to him was, I've got to know what we're haggling over money-wise.
So So let me jump in. Me guessing team is guessing the ballpark of where the money is. Now, for the sake of argument, let's say this is Bruce Allen again, okay? If I assume they're being ridiculous and stupid and petty and foolish, then I would probably side with the player. This, to me, is a case where I can absolutely see the desire not to pay somebody a deal that's not practical. Like, I totally get that. And I get where everybody's
coming
from.
But the market is the market, right? And so that's where my point was, if Terry McLaurin's asking for DK Metcalf money, $32, $33 million a year, I don't have to love that contract, but I would probably side with him. That's what it costs. That's what the market is. This goes back to the Grant and Danny, you know, economics class with Kirk Cousins back in 2016, 9 years ago, right? If they're offering $33 million and Terry wants 35, Jamar Chase style, or I guess that would be Justin Jefferson style, 36, well, now I'm on the team side. I mean, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's outrageous. What are you talking about? Why would you possibly want that? But so I'd have to know probably where the negotiation is. Generally, I'd be on with you. I'd be on the team side until I found out that they're lowballing him. Like, if they're offering him $27.5 million right now and it's a hard line and McLaurin wants $33, then he's right and they're wrong. I mean, the market is the market. It's there for you. Let's go to Disco and Laurel on Grant and Danny. What's up, Disco?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So my confidence lies in the fact that this front office seems to be pretty smart. And they know that they cannot go into a season with your star quarterback and potentially Deebo Samuel, Noah Brown, and Luke McCaffrey as your starting wide receiver. So that gives me confidence. But I think one of the things, guys, that we haven't talked about, and Grant, you made a great point a couple of weeks ago. You know, we've got Adam Peters with his golden boy looks and things. We haven't really seen the business side of him. And, you know, maybe this, you know, we're starting to see, okay, we don't really know him from a business standpoint. So I think this is very interesting. And then the last point that I will say is, isn't it funny a short time ago where we see these leaks about the players unhappy and fans would immediately take sides and say, oh, this team is crazy, it's ridiculous. Remember, agents and players used to take advantage of the bad reputation of this franchise. And I don't think they can do that anymore.
It's a great point. Yeah, as soon as you heard that, you knew somebody was doing something dumb. Or you assumed it. And they weren't always, by the way. They had a bad batting average, and they weren't very good at their jobs. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they were doing things correctly. But they were paying the price,
you would never know,
point.
Yeah.
Of the fact that they were already guilty in the court of public opinion. That's all it took. You know, right now Terry and his agent are putting the word out that they're unhappy. Well, 3 years ago, 4 years ago with a different regime.
Here goes Bruce again.
Yeah, pitchforks are out. Let's go to Darren in Alexandria on Grant and Danny. Darren, your confidence that something gets done despite all of the reporting on this comes from where?
Yeah, I mean, this is a little confusing for me because you talk about market, you mentioned DK Metcalf and the market for a wide receiver like Terry being in the, you know, I don't know numbers that well, but $30 million range, something like that. But the thing with Terry is that it's not just who he is as a player and not even just who he is on the team as a leader, which even adds more value, but what is your season and what are your locker room dynamics going to look like if this deal doesn't get done? And I feel like that gives a lot of leverage, like a ton of leverage back to Terry, which I love Terry. He's a great guy and he seems like a great player. I'd love to have a deal done with him. But if you're looking at it at a logistics standpoint, at a money standpoint, how much is Terry going to try to get out of this organization? And is that what's best for the team?
Thanks for the call. It's a really good point on, we're looking at the numbers based on value at wide receiver, and mm-hmm. he's saying DK Metcalf just went to an organization where he's never taken a snap. This guy has bled and sweat.
Done
and
everything ever been asked of.
Given the speeches for three different team names. It's certainly the point his agent's going to be bringing up, that this is bigger than just his, you know, catches, his yards per catch, and his touchdowns.
For sure. And I think that's the dynamic. And that's why I say it's a two-parter for me. One, the team's leverage. But two, the team is smart, right? They get those things, those elements, those, you know, somewhat hard to quantify at times, elements of who Terry McLaurin is. This is not just a receiver that had 1,000 yards last year, right? Albert Connell had 1,000 yards in 99. This is different. You know what I mean? Like, this is a different dude that has done everything that he's supposed to do at all times without fail. So you reward that guy. And that guy's more important than wide receiver five on your roster, the guy that just caught up from the practice squad. That's him. And so that's what they'll get that. They'll understand that very quickly. Each new regime that's come in figured out very fast, I need number 17. I need him to be part of my program because that dude does it right.
Can I do a quick impression for you?
You won't.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, you won't do it. All right, fine. I'll play along. Hey, wake up. Wake up.
Oh, it's me, Danny Ruye. Anybody know anything about Albert Connell?
Yeah, don't leave your wallet out in the locker room.
I mean, the casualness of sleeping on a guy who robbed from his teammates, allegedly, but also went for 1,000 yards in D.C. with Michael Westbrook, going for 1,000 in the same year. My favorite Redskins team ever.
Sorry about that offense, by the way. Sorry about
it. If you can name his jersey number, I'll give you a buck. Because you're the worst at jersey
I mean,
number.
Literally the worst. The worst. Westbrook wore 82, I feel like.
That's true.
and this is me stalling, by the way, I don't know the answer. So I'm going to say a number. I'm going to say 86.
Memory serves, Albert Connell were 83.
Let's look.
And I'm going to just downplay it and act like I'm not positive just to make it look better for you. But he wore number 83.
Let's look at that. Let's just
Kurt
see.
Is in Ashburn on Grant.
Kirk
Danny.
Or Kurt?
I believe it's Kirk.
Kurt.
What's up?
Yeah, K-U-R-T. Good afternoon. You know, there was a holdout, and I don't remember the name of the coach. It was a prominent coach, a prominent team, and when the guy held out, the coach held the news conference. We'll say the guy holding out, his name was Jones. He said, the Patriots have decided to play in the season without Mr. Jones. You know, I don't respect holding out when you got a contract signed. I know what he means to his team, and I'm one of his most ardent fans, but I just don't respect that. If they pulled the reverse and said you had an off year last year to anybody and said we want to renegotiate and stay away from cap until we renegotiate, they wouldn't like that either. So I sympathize with his wanting to get more money. Who doesn't? But I just different ways to pursue it. And frankly, I don't worry because worry never influences the outcome of anything. So I don't worry about it. And if he doesn't show up, so what?
Well, I appreciate you.
Thanks,
yeah, I once heard that 90% of things that people worry about don't actually come to fruition, and you're kind of going very like psychologist with us and going, why would I worry about it? I'm not in charge of getting him signed. But we're talking about your fandom and just whether or not one of your favorite players is going to get a contract done. Surely you can understand that.
But so his feeling, though, is the way everybody used to feel, right? That's how everybody used to talk about it, with the players' strike in baseball, and every holdout was the greedy player, right? That's what everybody thought.
Next, we got a Major League Baseball general manager of years past coming on to talk about the firing of Mike Rizzo. Steve Phillips gives us some thoughts on what the Nats did and where they go from here on Grant and Danny. You don't want to miss that on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for listening to the show. On this Tuesday, July 8th, 2025, the Nats have another 5 days of baseball ahead before they get ready for the All-Star break, and they've got to get started in St. Louis, taking on the Cardinals tonight with a new manager on the bench in Miguel Cairo and a new front office structure led by interim GM Mike DiBartolo, getting ready for the Major League Baseball draft 5 days away. Former Major League Baseball GM Steve Phillips, who works over at MLB Network Radio, you watch him on MLB Network, joins us now on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Steve, first off, just how surprised were you? We're talking about the second longest tenured general manager in baseball in Mike Rizzo, who's been with the Nats for 19 years, almost back to their inception, losing his job yesterday.
Yeah, I was surprised. I guess I just thought you're in a rebuild. And I don't know if they had higher expectations than what I did, but I had expectations of a young team with talent, but that, you know, it's going to have some peaks and valleys. And certainly they went through a valley in the month of June, but I was surprised. I mean, I like Mike Rizzo as a general manager and executive. I like Dave Martinez as a manager. I think they're a nice team. They've had success there together. And I think that Rizzo tends to be more toward the old school a little bit, but he understands and uses analytics where it's appropriate. And so, you know, for me, I'm a little bit surprised by it. And look, what I will tell you is this: we don't always know everything. And having lived this, you know, people don't know all of the dynamics about what's going on with the relationships, with, you know, and with the longer you're there, the more the opportunity is to you know, get some baggage and relationships that at some point becomes too much to bear. And so, you know, they made the decision to part ways. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, moving forward what they do. I think Miguel Cairo could be the long-term manager. I mean, he's a guy that I think people respect and believe will be a manager, you know, instead of an interim someday. And then in the front office, I don't know what they're looking for. It's going to be interesting to see. They've had Rizzo in place for a long time, and I'm curious what, they believe is necessary in this age of baseball when it comes to leading an organization.
Steve, I don't want to lead the witness here, but what's the most unusual part about this to you? Is it the timing, you know, a handful of days before the draft, or when, you know, these guys had options, I guess, we think maybe they had to be picked up in the middle of the season? Is it that during this, you know, underachieving, losing year, not a single bench coach or a BP pitcher was changed? Like, they didn't make a single switch on any member of the staff at any point while they're losing more games than you could shake a stick at. I mean, there's a number of things to pick from. What's the most unusual part of all this to you?
Yeah, I think that the timing's not that unusual, only in that, I mean, yes, it is close to the draft, but, you know, as a general manager, I would guide, direct, but because I wasn't going to go out and see the top 30 players, it was really hard for me to say, we should take that guy over that guy. What I did was I would play devil's advocate. I would challenge the logic, challenge the thinking, just trying to help flush through to come to the best decision. And if you're going to make changes in the front office, you want to do it before the trade deadline, because, you know, why would you let the guy who's on the way out make the decisions for the future of the organization? And so, there's a logic too that, well, why would you keep his assistant? If you didn't like the decision that was being made, the assistant was part of every decision that was made there. Now, again, it's a tough one. They're always awkward. I think the timing, is one that I understand it, although I'm surprised that it happened at all. And options in the middle of the year, as an executive, you don't mind that, having that in your contract, because if you're not coming back, you'd like to get a jump start on the next job. and so that you know. And from a manager's perspective, though, you know, it's hard to be a lame duck for the final 2.5 months of the season. If you're not going to be brought back, then you might as well be let go. And so, you know, it's the whole thing, you know, I think that the fact that it happened is the most peculiar part of it for me. Just because I look at it and think, what did you think your team was going to be this year with so many young players and not signing any veterans to play next to them?
This year's results, to me, when you were on projected to get 70.5 wins in Vegas, to your point, it can't be just about that. You know, the one thing they could argue that would make a lot of sense is the draft history recently has been bad. And the player development, for the most part, has been bad. Now, I've advocated that a big reason for those things is the lack of investment and commitment to help them out from ownership. But if we just look at the draft history, so to speak, where they've had the second, well, by far the most problems drafting bats since 2012 with Anthony Rendon, and they've gone on this run where they just can't develop consistently, what's your take on that and how we got here for a front office that did it really well for a long time? Before what is a lengthy stretch now, Steve, and we're going back to 2012, and you see what they've turned out from a big league bat standpoint, and it's just not good.
No, it's not at all. I saw the graph on that, and it's significantly worse than everybody else. And so, you know, I think some part of it is when you went, well, for a while when you won, you got you moved down in the draft, right? You got lesser picks. When you sign players in free agency, you lose draft picks. You know, I went through this where, you know, my owner would start off every year and the owner would say, okay, well, I need you to cut $3 million out of your budget that we set in November. I'm like, well, at this point, I mean, I spent the money on the major league team. We have a certain number of minor league players. They need bats, balls, jerseys, and equipment and travel. Those are sort of fixed costs. The only way I can do it is to not sign players in the draft. And I said, but you understand that I'll do that if that's what you want me to do. But you're going to come back to me in 3 years and say, where are all the prospects? Because, you know, blue chip prospects, they're not developed. They're drafted. They're signed. You know, the top flight guys are the first three rounds of the players. And you know, you can catch lightning in a bottle with somebody in the later rounds, but they tend not to be superstars. I mean, unless there's a dramatic, you know, growth and development that didn't happen or injuries that hampered something. But, you know, the development has not been strong. And it's one that you know, injuries can enter that. You can get swing and miss on players that you draft. And, you know, we're all accountable for that stuff. But I remember saying to my owner, look, I look at this right now. The Braves have three more prospects, blue chip prospects than we do, but they spent $15 million more dollars than we did over the last 3 years. And so, like, you know, what do you want me to do? Give me the money and we'll outdo it, because for the bang for the buck, we did it. So, you know, we just don't know, right? We don't know what they've been allowed to do, what they haven't been allowed to do. And oftentimes what can happen is owners can dictate certain things that you know are going to hurt you as a general manager. And then they're the reason you get fired is the thing that you were dictated to do because the owner told you to do it. And it's just, it's the nature of the beast.
Steve Phillips with us here on Grant and Danny. So to that end, I have several central questions. But my biggest one here is, what was the standard? What metric did we fall short of here that says these two people need to be fired from ownership, right? Because you could easily say, you gave me 10 cents to go shop in the bargain bin and I brought you back bargains, and surprise, we're not particularly good at the major league level. I wonder what the standard was, just, you know, sort of thinking from your perspective of the seat you've gotten to sit in. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And, you know, I always remember asking my owner, so, like, what is success? Is it winning or making money? Because there are years where you may not win as many games, but you're making more money. And is that more successful than winning more games and making less money? And the answer I got was yes, that the answer to both of those is yes. Winning and making money is the you know, it leaves open the door that if they don't like what you're doing, they say, well, you didn't make enough money. Oh, you didn't win enough. I think that, look, if you want to make a case, you can make a case that the player development department has not developed all that well, other than the players that they got in trades coming over. So they haven't scouted, drafted, and signed players and developed them from within the organization. I've done a good job trading away some players and stockpiling the system, but from a player development point of view, they're not. You can look at it and say that you know what, some of the young players aren't developing as quickly as maybe they should. Although, you know, C.J. Abrams, they confronted his issue last year, and it seems like he's on better behavior this year. Dylan Cruz was a rush job to get to the big leagues, and you know, like we're doing with so many young other players, and he struggled some, and now he's hurt. But, you know, I think that you could look at underdevelopment and not winning enough, but, you know, I look at it and think, if I'm rebuilding, I want to have some veteran players who have been through it, who can be around my young players to teach them. And it costs some money for them. I don't know if Mike Rizzo was allotted that amount of money to do it this year, whether they said, we're going to wait till next year. You know, I did hear we're going to wait till next year, but I don't know why it was and who led that. And yet it doesn't matter, because if that would have benefited winning and he wasn't allowed to do it or he didn't do it, then, you know, there's some level of accountability that comes from him and through ownership.
Steve Phillips, former big league GM, MLB Network and MLB Network Radio. Hey, before we let you go, I know you've been looking into the draft at the top of the board, something you and I talk about over on satellite radio a good bit. And a couple parter on this. I'm wondering, people are going, oh my gosh, the week before the draft. I mean, if you could speak to, like, 99.9% of the work is done and the worker bees are still there. So I think for the most part, it's going to be okay. But what I am fascinated by is Rizzo was still the end all be all decider in some sense. And he's out, and the guys that are left are more data-driven and analytical, and I just wonder if that could change anything over 20 rounds philosophically. The last 4 years, as an example, they've gone 70% bats in the top 10 rounds, which for many, many years here was the antithesis of what they did. They were the pitching, drafting team, you know this, and college arms. So I'm just wondering, top of the board, how you think what happened this week could be shaped.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a wild card. I think it's an unknown. And, you know, if this was part of what ownership used as part of the criteria, then, you know, then if I'm DeBartolo and I'm in there, I'm looking at it going, okay, well, I have interest in keeping this job. The owner said that he's unhappy with this, so let me counter his unhappiness and try to make him happy. And, you know, and it could lead to a better pick. It could lead to a worse pick. Right. It could lead you to do something that maybe isn't the right move at this time. And so it's such a wild card to know how it's going to impact the draft. You know, I would think that they would want some fast track college players to try to, you know, get back to winning more quickly. And, you know, whether that's some college pitching, you know, I think they need some pitching to go with Mackenzie Gore. They've got some interesting young position players. I mean, if, you know, I generally would take a position player over a pitcher because I think you can find pitching. You know, you can find a guy who, you know, failed somewhere and all of a sudden you can put him back together and rebuild his career. If he's shown it once, it's in there. It's harder to find everyday position players. That being said, you know, they need to, quantity-wise, start to develop some pitching to go along with these young prospects. And so I think it'll be interesting to see which direction they move.
Steve, great with us as always, man. Really appreciate it today. Thank you.
Okay, you got it. My pleasure, guys.
Steve Phillips, outstanding, former GM of the Mets. Check him out on MLB Network. Our double plays next on Grant and Danny. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And in about 20 minutes, our Beltway Blitz, all the teams you care about, jammed into one segment with all the news of the day here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The Beltway Blitz is about 12 minutes away. We are Grant and Danny on the Fan. I was scrolling my phone yesterday, and I came across a video that made me laugh. I thought of you. So you hate the band Train?
Yes, I do, very much.
There's like a lot of people out there that would go, oh, Train, they're not that good of a band. That's not what you do.
Right.
You actively like want them to stop playing music.
Yes, if you gave me a button, and I could push that button, and Train doesn't exist anymore. I don't want anyone to be hurt or injured or anything. It's just that like every instrument they have vanishes and they can never pick up another one and they have to just go their separate ways and live their lives doing something else. I would do that.
Hey.
Yep.
So that was the song or one of several songs on your Do Not playlist at your wedding?
Well, that was the most important one, but I gave a list of Do Not plays, right? Because you meet with the DJ and it's very, very important that you get, I was like, you can't play too much Michael Jackson. He's like, so no Michael Jackson? I said, no, let's start again. You can't overplay Michael Jackson. Everything. I want top hits, secondary hits. I want everything. Give me lots of Michael Jackson so I can dance, okay? And then I said, here are the Do Not plays. And I gave him a huge list. We're not doing any stupid chicken dances. We're not doing any too hot this time. Right, willing to stop. One hot day. We're not doing any of that stuff. We're just having a nice, fun time.
The reason I brought this up was I'm scrolling and this video pops up and I have to imagine it's true, but I don't know. But some guy is talking. I'm guessing he played for the Cowboys or worked for the Cowboys. I don't know. And he basically said one time he rode in a car with Dak Prescott And Prescott, like, got in the car, and he's like, hey, man, you can listen to whatever you want. And Dak Prescott was like, do you have any Train? And he's like, Train?
Perfect.
And he's like, yeah. And the guy's like, I was wondering, is there, like, a rapper I don't know about named Train? And like
Lil Train or something?
Apparently,
yeah.
Dak Prescott just really wanted him to play Train, so they got, you know, onto his Spotify and through his phone just started playing Train, and like Dak was yelling out all the lyrics and like singing along,
of course,
with a bunch of Train songs.
Yeah, so the top of the Do Not Playlist, because that song was popping at the time, it's the hey, hey, fart noise, like, should never be played, so awful, and I will never forgive that guy for playing it at the reception.
Apparently that's Dak's jam.
Yeah, but Dak
it wasn't just
it.
That song.
That's
it was
his walk-up song.
Of Train's songs that he liked. It is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
GP, happy anniversary. We were going to do something more on this, or I was going to pitch it, but so much is happening. Nats major firings and a Terry McLaurin's contract. We got a chock full show today. 15 years ago today, who remembers? Anybody remember? You tuned into ESPN and you were told that the major thing that was going to happen was going to happen in the first several minutes. It didn't. You had 10 minutes at the start of this show of a panel of several experts discussing LeBron James and how great LeBron James was. The late, great Stuart Scott turning to the teleprompter, reading a passage about how great LeBron James was. We'll be right back. Cut to a gymnasium with Jim Gray, longtime reporter Jim Gray, asking teed up, self-aggrandizing, ham-fisted softball questions to said LeBron James about how tough LeBron James had it for LeBron James to make a LeBron James decision that affected LeBron James and mostly LeBron James. For 12 more minutes, things like, how tough was this for you? Very, very tough. But challenging-wise, how challenging was it for you? Just more nonsense. Finally, 23 minutes into this broadcast, LeBron said famously, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. 15 years ago tonight, the decision. If I may editorialize, GP, it's the last time ESPN was able to hold any kind of intellectual, any kind of high ground over anybody at any point in time. I think that's the seminal moment in sports television where it no longer was about covering the sport. It was about diving headfirst into the sport because everyone was trying to make some money. I believe you don't get the level of shouty show without it. I don't believe you get the landscape that we have today without that moment where all integrity was thrown right out the window. Everything that's happened since then, for the idiots, the buffoons, the incorrect folks that still defend it to this day for whatever reason, all he did was choose the new team. It's not all he did. It's not all he did. That's why he didn't do it again. Everybody knows it was wrong, except for you, person that thinks he's the greatest player of all time, who is also incorrect. This ridiculous, over-the-top, back-padding infomercial for the greatness of LeBron James was an embarrassment then, and it's even more so now. Just a stunning bit of buffoonery that I can't believe people are on board with, but of course I can believe it because you gotta suckle up. You gotta be part of the train that's this multi-billion-dollar enterprise that's rolling. And ESPN knew if we didn't broadcast that somebody else would. And that's the day, to me, that sports journalism as we knew it went away. It no longer was about finding the facts. It was about corporate partnerships and getting the text message from the agent or the GM to get the word out. It used to be you dig up the story. Now, an hour before it happens, the guy who's in the story will text you, and it's water carrying. That was the ultimate water carry event in sports television history. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Access journalism. I mean, it certainly pulled back the curtain, if nothing else. I don't know if it began that day. I think that it probably didn't, but that was certainly a watershed moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back, it's every bit as embarrassing as it felt like in the moment. The Beltway Blitz is next. Let's talk Commander Stadium. There was actually an update within the last half hour that doesn't sound great from the infighting at the D.C. City Council.
This doesn't sound great either, by the way.
Yeah.
Stupid song.
Well, this actually, if you're Dak Prescott, sounds really good.
Let's go, Cowboys!
We're blitzing next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.